Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his answer to Jibreel, he said, "An tu'mina billah," first you believe in Allah, "wa malaikatihi," and his angels. So the second pillar was the belief in the angels, as it came in the response of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Jibreel. There it is, in his angels. We finish now the talking about, or relating the Shaykh's talking about, the faith in Allah, al-imanu billah, then al-malaika. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, here started with the angels before he mentioned the books and the messengers. Why is this the case? Because they are from the world of the unseen. However, the messengers and the books are from this عالم محسوس, يعني this is something physical, we see it, it's under our perceptions. Concerning the angels, they don't appear in that which we can perceive except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah created the angels from nur, from light, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, and they don't need to eat nor to drink. And that's why it is said that they are samad. That they are samad, or samad in their nature, meaning hollow. They don't need to eat nor to drink. So we believe therefore that there is a world of the unseen pertaining to the angels. And there are many types. There are many types of angels, as well as they have different tasks in accordance with the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like us, mankind, and the belief in the angels comprises, I mean like us in the sense that we have different tasks and types and so forth, and the belief in the angels comprises number one, to believe in the names of those whom we know their names. To believe in the names of those of them whom we know their names. So this means that we believe that there is an angel whose name is such and such, for example Jibreel, Gabriel. This is the first matter. The second matter, that we believe that they have duties and assignments. Jibreel alayhi salam is entrusted with the revelation, bringing it down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his messengers. Mikael or Michael is in charge with the rain and vegetation, the vegetation on the earth. Israfil is in charge of the blowing and the trumpet. These three great angels, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention their names in the opening invocation for his night prayer. And he used to say in that opening invocation, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'ila wa Mika'ila wa Israfila. O Allah, the Lord of Jibra'il, Gabriel, Mika'il and Israfil. This was his dua when he used to get up for the night prayer. And the wisdom from this is that each one of them is entrusted with a certain type of life. Jibreel alayhi salam is entrusted with the wahi, the revelation, which is the life of the hearts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura 42:52, contemplate this verse, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. And thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad, ruhan, inspiration, and the mercy of our command. you knew not what is the book nor what is faith, but we have made it a light therewith we guide whomsoever of our slaves we will. And Mikael is entrusted with the rain and vegetation, and this is the life of the earth. And Israfil is entrusted with the blowing and the trumpet, and this is the life of mankind, i.e. the life of forever, the endless life. And the occasion is apparent, the occasion of his dua, the Prophet ﷺ, the occasion of using such a dua with these three names in the dua is apparent, because if you get up from bed, from your sleep, then you are resurrected from death, because sleep is a form of death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 60, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ. It is He who takes your souls by night when you are asleep, and has knowledge of all that you have done by day, then He raises, wakes you up again, that a term appointed, meaning your life period, be fulfilled. Then in the end, unto whom will be your return? Then He will inform you of what you used to do. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar to the same effect concerning this matter in 39-42, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. It is Allah who takes away the souls at the time of their death, and those that die not during their sleep, He keeps those souls for which He has ordained death, and sends the rest for a term appointed. Verily, in this are signs for a people who think deeply. So if rising from sleep during the night is a resurrection, and these angels, these honorable three angels, are all entrusted with life, so the occasion becomes apparent. Also, it is a must to believe in regard of the special tasks that may be entrusted to some angels. For example, there are angels whose task is to write the deeds of the children of the slaves. Is to write the deeds of the slaves. قال الله عز وجل. Let's have first Qaf 50. Let's have the first one, 16, inshallah. And then after we read it, we'll have 17 and 18, one by one, inshallah ta'ala, one after the other. قال الله تعالى وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And indeed we have created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقَّ. Now he explained it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear, the second verse. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ. Remember that the two receivers, the coding angels, receive each human being after he or she has attained the age of puberty, one sitting on the right and one on the left. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ. This is the task of these recorders. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefit from these verses and remove any heedlessness concerning what we say. So these are entrusted with the writing, recording the deeds of Bani Adam, the children of Adam. وقال الله عز وجل. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Infitar 9, Al-Infitar 9, 10 and 11. Surah Al-Infitar. قال الله تعالى كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ 82 chapter 82 كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينَ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Nay, but you deny the recompense, but verily over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. Kiraman honorable katibin, writing down your deeds, they know all that you do. They write everything that man says, and the apparent and the obvious meaning of the verse, of this noble verse, is that they write what is for and what is against man, as well as that which is neither for him nor against him. Because this is evident from the saying of Allah, min qawlin, min qawlin. As in Surah Qaf, the last verse, 50:18, if we have that. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. And this is a form of the indefinitive form. So it really refers to whatever, all that is said. However, that which is neither for nor against him, he is not held accountable regarding that. However, it is to be said that a lot of good he has missed. It is mentioned in the story regarding an Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Ahmad bin Hanbal, who is the faqih of the muhaddithin wa muhaddith al-fuqaha, and Imam Ahl al-Sunnah as well. A man entered while he was mourning. Imam Ahmad was sick and he was mourning from pain. فقال له, this man told him, يا أبا عبد الله, or أبا عبد الله, meaning Imam Ahmad, his nickname, تَإِنُّ you mourn, yet طاووس, one of the تابعين, said, إِنَّ الْمَلَكَ يَكْتُبُ حَتَّى أَنِينَ الْمَرِيضِ. The angel writes even the mourning of the ill person. So Imam Ahmad held his mourning. And this is a reflection, the Shaykh rahimahullah said, this is a reflection of the magnification of the statements of the Salaf with the Salaf. The magnification of the texts of the Salaf with the Salaf. This is their magnification. This is an example of their magnification, how they hold it in esteem. Also from the angels, there are those who travel the earth, seeking the circles of knowledge and ilm and remembrance. And if they come and find it, they sit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have them with us, recording for us and not against us. And there are also the angels who are entrusted of preserving the children of Adam. And there are those angels who are entrusted with taking the soul from the children of Adam. Taking the souls from the children of Adam when they die. And there are angels who are entrusted in asking the dead in their graves. And there are angels who are entrusted of receiving the believers on the day of Al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection. قال الله عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in 21:103, وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the angels will meet them with the greeting. Those now angels who are entrusted in giving this greeting, they give it to the people of paradise, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, in Surah Al-Ra'd, which is 13:23-24. Aden, Eden, paradise, everlasting gardens which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring, and angels shall enter unto them from every gate, saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. سلام عليكم, peace be upon you, for that you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who would receive such a great meeting and such a great tahiyya, greeting. And also there are those angels worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in Surah Al-Anbiya in 21 verse 20. قال الله تعالى يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون, يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون, they the angels glorify his praises night and day, and they never slacken to do so, and they never slacken to do so. And in the hadith which is reported by At-Tirmidhi and others, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Attat as-samaa' wa haqqa laha an ta'it." Attat, atit, this Arabic word means the squeaking of a camel saddle if it is heavily loaded. And this signifies that the heavens are filled with angels. مَا مِن مَوْضِعِ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابَعِ, there is no place for four fingers of the heavens except there is an angel standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, or prostrating, or bowing. Okay, this is now concerning the belief in the angels. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his answer, he said, wa kutubihi, that we have faith in Allah's books, in Allah's books. And kutub is the plural of kitab, and it means written, and it refers to here as to the books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon his messengers. And there is no messenger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him down a book, as stated in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi. Surah Al-Baqarah 2:13. قال الله عز وجل كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب. Mankind were one community, meaning on Tawheed, and Allah sent prophets and messengers with glad tidings and warnings, and with them he sent the scripture in truth to judge between people in matters where they differed, to the end of the verse. And then also concerning Ibrahim and Noah, Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ, in Surah Al-Hadid 56:57-56. and indeed we sent Noah and Ibrahim and placed in their offspring prophethood and scripture. And know, the Shaykh rahimahullah is saying, and know that all of the previous scriptures are abrogated by that which is prevailing on it, and this is the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 48 وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book, the Quran, in the truth, confirming the scripture that came before it, and muhaiminan, trustworthy in highness, and a witness over it, I mean over the old scriptures. And all the previous books are abrogated by the Quran, فَلَا يُعْمَلُ بِهَا شَرْعًا. And thus legally, we cannot apply it, meaning work by it. The scholars, on the other hand, rahimahumullah, differ as to that which is affirmed in the shara'i', in the laws of those before us, as to whether we can apply, can we apply, as long as there is no opposition from our sharia to it, or we don't. Some of the scholars said that the shara of those before us, the legal laws of those before us, is also a shara for us, is a law for us, as long as there is no opposition by our sharia to it. Because they said those of the previous laws or legal matters, either they are in agreement with our sharia, number one, either they are in agreement with our sharia, or they are in disagreement with our sharia, or we don't know, do they, are they in agreement or not, so we hold from it. So these are, we hold concerning it. These are the matters, the three matters concerning the previous shara'a, previous laws. So anything in agreement with our sharia, is it true? And we follow it. And this is by consensus. There is no problem with that. This is by the consensus of the scholars. And our following, look at this benefit, our following with our following of it, of this law or of this sharia, it is not because it is mentioned in the previous books, rather because it is mentioned in our sharia, in the final one. Meaning the reason that we follow it is because it is found in our sharia. And that which is in opposition to our sharia, we don't act by it by agreement, because it is abrogated. Because it is abrogated. Take for example, it is not forbidden for people in our times to eat camels, yet it was forbidden for the children of Israel, particularly the Jews. As to the third category, where our sharia does not object or does not disagree, and it doesn't agree at the same time, this is an issue of difference of opinions amongst the scholars. Some of them said that it is a law for us, we can take by, and some of them said no, it is not. And for each one there is a dalil, there is an evidence, and the details of this you can find it in Usul al-Fiqh. Inshallah we can talk about this when we continue the classes on Usul al-Fiqh. Now, the belief, having faith in the books, comprises four matters. Having faith in the books comprises four matters. Number one, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent books send down books upon the messengers. And these books are from Allah Azza wa Jal. However, we don't believe that the books present nowadays in their hands, in the hands of these nations, are the books which their messengers received from Allah, because it is altered and it is changed. However, the origin of the book sent down on the messenger, we believe in it that it is true from Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, we believe in the authenticity of its news, like the news of the Quran and the news of that which was not altered or changed from these previous books. Thirdly, we believe in the rulings in these books as long as they are not in disagreement with the Sharia, with the final revelation of Sharia. This is in accordance with the position that the Sharia of those before us is the same as for us, if there is no opposition to it, and this is the true opinion, the Shaykh added. Fourthly, we believe and to believe in that which we know of their names. For example, the Quran, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, Suhuf Ibrahim, Suhuf Musa. Now, if someone comes and say, I don't believe that there is a book called At-Torah, then he is a kafir. He's an unbeliever. Because the belief in Allah comprises the belief in the books. And that, inshallah, on this note we stop, so that we can continue the issue of the messengers, inshallah, tomorrow. We leave now room for questioning. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, for questions.